It looks like somebody threw up Pepto-Bismol all over Joy Bearhurst. She is covered in pink from head to toe. Everything pink you could possibly have. But why not? Because it's time for another pink Pass It On in the District Run Walk.
Yes.
Welcome, Joy.
Thanks.
How many years has this been now?
10 years.
And you've got, this is a lovely quilt. Is that
Isn't
for
it
sale?
Beautiful?
Or is that just for
this
commemoration?
This is, it's a yeah, you say that word again. So
commemoration.
Yes, that is what it is. It's a 10-year t-shirt quilt, and you can buy chances on it, and you can buy your chances starting today at any of our participating locations. You do not have to be present to win, and these are all made out of our walk t-shirts. So every one of these t-shirts has made the trip. So they've been donated by different people that have walked in it every year. So we've got the fronts of the shirts, and then we've also got the backs of the shirts, and we got a couple of the sleeves.
Wow,
so
cool.
Everybody that has ever participated as far as a sponsor is on here.
Yeah, I see WTAD's logo in pink.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Several times.
And then we've got some sponsors of our quilts that you'll see on the front have got a corner. So we've got some quilt sponsors also.
Expressions by Christine.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Mercantile Bank. Yes, how important that is.
Yes, and then the Blessing Breast Center and then Domestics. So those are some of your sponsors of our commemorative quilt. So the cool thing about this quilt also is it's a one-of-a-kind. Expressions put it together for us.
Yeah, there's never going to be another quilt like that.
No, never going to be another quilt like this. And we've actually added a couple squares that day of you can have people sign. So it says, blessed to be here, 2016. And then one of them says, I think it says, I walked, maybe. It's on the other side here somewhere.
This is great radio. Yeah. This quilt. This is
I
a
walked.
Big quilt.
It has been.
This is a big quilt. So Joy,
it's a lap quilt. Yes,
it's
really not that big. It's not like a twin size or king size. I don't really know the dimension of it, but and then it says I walk 2016. So you can mark on that. They can mark on it the day of the walk, or however they want to do those two extra squares on there. So just kind of again a commemorative event quilt. So then you can have your friends and family sign it that day.
Okay, if I win the quilt, you can put I walked Joy. And then
I can put,
I stood by idly watching Mary, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, so Pink Pass It On is coming up. Let's get the dates and the times and all that good stuff out, because now we're excited about wanting to win this quilt.
Yes.
The great thing about the lap quilt is you don't have to be present to win. It's a chance to show support. Maybe you can't be at the walk.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's a lot of things going on, folks. Not everybody can participate in person, but you can always participate.
You can always participate by buying a raffle ticket. And if you do like our chance drawing, I should say, if you do want a T-shirt for that day, you can also just go on to pinkpassiton.com, and you can pull your registration form from there, and you can also get a T-shirt for that, too. So you don't have to actually physically be there to get a shirt and everything. And then the same thing with the quilt. Go into your sponsors, and we'll name them here in a few minutes. But the walk is Saturday, just right up the street at Washington Park. The pre-registration begins at 8:30. So if you haven't registered, you can still register at 8:30 at the park. And then the walk and the speakers begin at 9:30. So if you've already got your shirt and you're going to pick it up Friday night down here at the Main Center, so register now, pick your shirt up Friday at the Main Center, and then you're ready to walk, and then you can show up, 9:15 or so. Our speakers start at 9:30, and the walk starts at 10.
Okay. Let's talk about that speaker, because you always have somebody very inspirational helping you get things going.
Yes, and our speakers are always survivor speakers. So, and we're going to mention those as far as at our walk, we're going to kind of honor those 10 ladies that have been, and I'm not sure that we had a couple different ones throughout the years, but we are going to mention those speakers the day of the walk that have spoken before. So it's just a very moving walk. A lot of events, you can think about different ways to raise money, or can you turn it into something different? And we really don't want to change our event, because we love the emotion that the event feels. So, sometimes you can just, keep going and keep going and just get too busy and lose the emphasis of an event. And we never want to do that. So it's always touching to hear the different survivors speak, and the family, and everybody that just comes out. It's just very heartwarming.
Pink Pass It On in the district. Joy Bearhorst has been a driving force behind this. She and others. Of course, it takes a village to put this on. But
yes.
The money goes to the Blessing Breast Center, and you've been able to raise, I think, over $100,000 in 10
years. I think
years.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. And so it's very important that people understand that breast cancer is completely survivable. The key there is to catch it early. And so, you know, early self-exams, regular mammograms or imagery, talking regularly with a doctor, and they have sometimes they give a free mammogram. So
yes.
This is all funded by proceeds from this walk.
Right.
So it's very important that.
And the money stays local here to help, you know, to help people in the, you know, women in the tri-state and men in the tri-state. Maybe they have a high deductible or, you know, they need gas car, you know, whatever it is that their family's needs are. You know, you can go to the Blessing Foundation, you know, and, you know, just tell them what you need and sign up and see what they can do for you.
And so it's Pink, Pass It On in the district. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Joy. Again, how important it is that this topic be discussed. And all the fun that is associated with being part of Pink Pass It On in the district.
Tonight while the lights are shining and the microphone is on, I play for you.
Seals and Croft playing for us as we talk about Pink Pass It On in the district. This is a walk that will be held this Saturday morning. It kind of kicks off at 9:30 with a motivational speaker. And it talks about breast cancer. And I tell you, raising awareness and raising money for breast cancer is changing lives. And Joy, you may have actually saved lives in your time. Because
I hope so.
You know, people know that they need to get their breasts examined. And if they know that if you catch it early enough, it's highly treatable. You can cure breast cancer. There's no reason to die from breast cancer.
Yes.
There are some rare forms that are very tricky. But by and large, this offers... The money that's raised on this offers help for people to get mammograms, to go through treatment, even if chemotherapy, whatever. Maybe
exactly.
Some stays at the hospitality house or some gift cards to buy gas. So it's really a very reasonable cause. And you've got tons of activities and tons of sponsors.
We do,
I'll give it to you and you tell us what we need to know.
Well, sure. You know, we're doing a commemorative quilt this year. It's our 10-year anniversary, one-of-a-kind quilt, and you can buy chances for it at any of our sponsors. So we would have Blessing Breast Center, Dame Hurdling Company, Genie Shop, Domestics, etc., Expressions by Christine, which has put the quilt together for us, The Herald Wig, Grown and Gathered, Crazy Cakes, Christopher's Hair Studio, Mark Twain Casino, Mercantile Bank, Potter and Vaughn, Silhouette Shop, The District Office, Sweet Apricot Shop, Main Street Magazine, VNR Accounting, WTAD Star Radio, that we're here. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
F for Homer Her. So any of those places you can stop in and you can buy your chance for the quilt, or you can also buy your chance that day. We will have the quilt on display that day. If you go to your sponsors, you're going to see a picture of it that shows what the front of it looks like. There's two extra blocks in there so that you can actually have someone sign it that day. So it's just fun. And all of these are real T-shirts that someone has worn in the walk that has donated those. So, you know, it's just very fun. And it's just a nice, we actually had one of the ladies that went to the walk last year, when we always say, what would you like to see us do different? And this was a suggestion from a couple of the walkers, like, can you do like a quilt for the 10th anniversary? And so it's just
beautiful.
A great.
So yes. $5 for one chance, $10 for three chances.
Correct.
And of course, buy as many as you
buy
want.
Buy as many as you want. And you do not have to be present to win. Right.
Okay.
You'll pick your T-shirts up on Friday night if you have pre-registered. Pick them up Friday night at the main center. The quilt will be on display. You can also buy chances for the quilt. We'll have some great donated items there from our sponsors. You can also buy chance drawings on as well. You know, we just have some great, great community sponsors that donate some great things that, you know, that you can. Of course, we'll have a survivor's basket again this year, so you can... make sure we get you in that too. And if you're just worried about what the weather's going to be and you want to wait till the last minute, you can still come 8:30 at the park Saturday, and you can still get a T-shirt, and we'll print them right there on site. Thanks to Christine, we can do that.
You'll get the right size no matter what.
But we do. You know, we really would like to see you go ahead and you know, it just makes it a little bit easier on us so that we do have the right count. If you do, just go ahead and you know, go to pinkpassiton.com. Any of these sponsors, Blessing Breast Center, and get your forms and you know, get registered ahead of time.
So at 9:30, there's the inspirational speaker, and then you start the walk. We've never really said where the walk goes.
The walk actually starts at 5th and Main here by Mercantile Bank, one of our sponsors as well. We do a balloon release, and then they'll blow the big horn, and we will walk down Main Street to 12th Street, and then we'll go on the sidewalk from 12th to 24th. Now, don't feel like you have to walk. If you want to just come and, you know, you're not able to walk or you have small children, bring your strollers, bring your pets. I mean, it's just a fun day for everybody. But, you know, if you can't walk, you can still hang out at the park with all of us.
Absolutely. If you only want to walk a couple of blocks down
to 8th
Street or
something, you just do what you want to
do. And turn around on the sidewalk and come back.
Yes.
But the street's going to be blocked off for the first few blocks. How many people are you anticipating?
You know, usually we have around between 250 and 300. You know, it's kind of just depends on the weather as well. I think that over the past 10 years, I think they said we've had over 2,000 walkers, and we've walked 30 miles. So,
Great. Well, folks, remember, it's a walk, but you don't have to walk.
Because
the most important thing is you're supporting those who need breast cancer treatment and those who need diagnosis, because sometimes mammograms are important.
Early detection.
Yes. If you don't have insurance, If your insurance doesn't cover this and you have a deductible, don't let that stop you. Call the Blessing Foundation today, the Blessing Breast Center. Tell them your problem, and they'll fix it for you,
I guarantee. That's right. And that's the nice thing of what, you know, probably what really inspired me to stay motivated and stay, all the money stays locally, right here for your family, you know, whether it's your sister or your brother. Someone is always touched by breast cancer that you don't even really realize. And then the stories that people come up and say, you know what, my deductible is really high, but, you know, when I went to the foundation, you know, it just took care of it. It's just a sigh of relief to know that, you know, that we can give back to the community. And the money stays here local for us.
That is so true. Pink, pass it on in the district. Thank you to all the district shops and retailers and owners and bankers and everybody, including my very own, my boss. Today is Boss's Day.
That's right.
It's also Mike Moyer's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And
Mike,
he gives more gifts to anybody
birthday.
That I know. So,
yes.
Mike, the gift of a thank you from everybody for helping to support Pink, pass it on in the district. And again, if you need more information, just stop by Domestics, etc. Talk to Joy. Buy something. She's really good. She gifts wraps. I don't know if she's supposed to. I'm supposed to tell everybody she gifts wraps.
Sure, you can tell
everybody
that.
I bought 3 gifts from her last Thursday on my way out of town. I said, well, Procrastination Express is here.
And we hooked you up.
And you hooked me right up. You're always so good. So anyway, thank you, Joy Bearhorse. 940, Talk Radio 930, WTAD. My guest has to pull her microphone up. She's one of those horizontally challenged people, although I don't think anybody could have reached that microphone. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, how you're affiliated with Mount Olivet Church, and then we're going to talk about a great church function.
Well, my name is Donna Reed, and I was taken to Mount Olivet Church when I was 2 weeks old, and so I have been there ever since. I do bounce around and help serve some other churches, but Mount Olivet Church is my home church, and where I was married, where I was baptized, and where I intend to be.
Do you intend to be in the Mount Olivet Cemetery
someday? Yes, I do.
Well, let's hope it's not soon, Donna Reed, but let's hope that you have a happy, happy life there at Mount Olivet for all time and eternity. So one of the things that I find fascinating, and it's a common thing in churches, but used to be a common thing in churches, but now it's not so much anymore. And that's like a Lord's Acre sale, right?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that. It's coming up. Give us the time and date, but then explain what that means.
Well, on this Saturday, October 22nd, we will be having our 69th annual Lord's Acre sale and turkey dinner. It's a public auction and goodwill offering for the dinner. It starts at 11 a.m. for the dinner, and the auction starts at 12:30.
Okay.
And this has been going, it was started 69 years ago, and at the time it was started, farmers would bring an acre of their produce, or they would bring a hog, or they would bring a calf, and that would be sold. Somebody else that wanted the hog would buy the hog. Somebody else that wanted the corn would buy the corn. and always baked goods and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it was to provide an income for the church for extra things. Right now, this income is used for building improvements and for home mission fund, because we do have a lot of people in the area that at times need assistance that they can't get someplace else, or they need it immediately. And if there's a house fire, if there's a major injury or anything.
Missionary work overseas is great. Missionary work in another part of our country is very valuable. But sometimes helping your neighbor is the most important thing. And so through the Lord's Acre sale, Mount Olivet has money to help those in need. And I like the idea, and I think, you know, it's interesting. You tithe, too, to the church, but that's for the regular day-to-day operation.
Right.
This is something special and something extra. So I imagine that people in the church in today's modern society, in 2016, come up with some interesting things to sell at the Lord's Acre Sale. And
they
so
did.
What kind of things will you have on the agenda?
We will have handcrafted things. We will have a lot of baked goods, homemade cinnamon rolls, homemade jerky, which I brought
Ooh.
You, and popcorn balls.
She brought me a whole bunch of stuff. Keep talking. I'll go look at my goodie basket.
Popcorn balls. There will be some people will bring apples, eggs, a lot of handcrafted items, though, a lot of specialty items, some woodworking items,
yeah.
wreaths for Christmas, and many things like that.
So an acre of popcorn balls.
Uh-huh. That would be a lot of popcorn balls.
But, you know, it's true. Oh, these are wonderful. Oh, there's the jerky. Oh, bye. I'm just loving this to death. Hey. I'll even give Steve a popcorn ball. I'll even share with Steve.
How's I already that? Shared a popcorn ball with Steve.
Oh, you did? Did you need her card?
Okay,
good. Well, there's your basket back. Thank you very much. You know, this is just wonderful. So, again, everybody is welcome to come. You're going to get some great food items. A lot of it's consumable. Some of it is wood crafting. I'm sure there'll probably be all kinds of things. I bet if you want to buy a hog, you could still buy a hog.
Many times there's a half a hog for sale. Somebody takes it to the butcher shop. And you can pick it up mm-hmm. at one of the butcher shops.
What do they do with the other half they don't sell?
They usually sell two halves.
Because, you know, a half a hog is just wandering around. It's very, very unsightly, yes.
One of the neat stories that I remember as a child is Hal Barton used to come to our Lord's Acre sale in the 60s. And I always thought he was an interesting man. And he would come and he would buy the first loaf of homemade bread that was sold.
How wonderful.
And many times he gave $10 for that loaf of bread, which
back then was a lot of money. And when you're a radio announcer, that's about your week's salary. Yeah, that's great.
That's a favorite memory of mine.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that, Donna. So Hal Barton was a big patron of the Lord's Acre Sale at Mount Olivet Church. So you guys all need to be there, too. Again, give us the dates and the times.
The date is this Saturday, October 22nd. Turkey dinner is at 11 a.m. Auction is at 12:30. And the Monolith Church is located on Highway 6 at Taylor, Missouri, 1/4 mile west of the 18-wheeler truck stop.
Right. You just go up the hill, and there
right.
it is.
Right.
Okay, that's where Donna was baptized. That's where she was married, and hopefully not for a very long time, but that's where she's going to be buried. So she's got herself all over that place. Thank you so much. And thank you for my treats.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. We'll be back in just a moment to talk about the Time Warp, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, benefiting Cornerstone.
Wouldn't come through that old
little Dan Fogelberg music for my own entertainment. I hope you enjoy it, too. Kate Blair is here from Cornerstone. And those in my age group wheelhouse will remember when the Rocky Horror Picture Show came out in the 1970s and what a cult phenomenon it was. And if you haven't had a chance to be part of the Rocky Horror Picture Show for a while, your chance is coming. So, Kate, tell us all about this, please, and how it's a fundraiser for Cornerstone.
It is. So Cornerstone is a nonprofit mental health counseling agency. And so some of our programs we have to raise money for. So we are doing a very unique fundraiser this Friday. We are doing a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It is this Friday, October 21st. It is at One Restaurant and Bar, and it begins at 7:30. Tickets are $40, and you get those online at cornerstone-quincy.org. Or we also have an event open on Facebook, so you can go there under either event tab and purchase tickets. So it should be a lot of fun. It's just that time of year, and it's kind of a time to get silly for Halloween.
Perfect for Halloween. You may dress up as your favorite character.
Yes.
Children are discouraged from attending. It is an adult. Let's face it.
Yes.
It's an adult comedy.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
So don't bring children. It's not a kid show. But it's a lot of fun, and audience participation is encouraged.
Yes.
So those of you will be racking your brain to think of all the comebacks, because there's about at least 100 different sayings that the audience is participating in.
Yeah.
If you don't know and you've never seen it, don't worry. You'll feel right at home very quickly, and
yes,
you'll catch on, because some of them are repeated over and over again.
Yes, and we want to encourage costumes for sure. So come as your favorite character. And also, like you said, Mary, if you know the call-outs, please be loud, be crazy, make it lots of fun. I should say also, for the ticket price, that will include appetizers, which is what starts at 7:30, and then the screening of the show itself will begin at 8:30, and we are also including in the ticket a little prop kit. So as you know, there are things to do. And
yes, there are things to throw.
We're going to give you some of that.
So you don't have to bring your own props. In fact, one restaurant would probably prefer that you use the props provided, since they figured out a way to clean those up quite
exactly
readily.
And yours truly will be helping clean, so we might not
or
have
you
rice.
You got to be on the radio, and you get to clean up the mess after the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Kate, you might want to reassess your value to the Cornerstone community. Cornerstone brings us Dancing with the Stars, so you guys are good about bringing innovating things back. I don't know when the last time Rocky Horror played in Quincy. I'm not sure when it ever played. Sometime, I'm sure, when they were going to redo the carpet and seating somewhere.
exactly.
But it's a lot of fun. And basically, it's Brad and Janet are out on their honeymoon, and they get lost, and there's a scary castle. And let's just say hilarity ensues
yes
as they are offered to spend the night in the storm in the scary castle. And so Cornerstone is doing this. $40, they get your appetizers, get your props.
Yes.
It's a wonderful showing. It's for charity, folks. Yes, we know it doesn't cost $40 to go see a movie, but the fun of it is where else can you see the Rocky Horror Picture Show? So a Friday night, it will be very much fun.
And thank you for letting us talk about it. You can get warmed up the night before. I think Fox is doing a remake. They are doing a remake.
They are doing
TV, and it will air Thursday night just before our event.
How will they do that? Will they have people off stage yelling because during the movie that none of that appears. I mean, during the actual movie, if the audience has to provide that.
I know.
So for the Fox show, I wonder if they'll have an audience.
I don't know.
They'd almost have to, or you know,
we'll have to see. There's multiple ways movie. Let's say.
Yes, I've seen it.
We'll see.
I've seen a live theater production, and the audience had to provide the retorts, let's just say that. Cornerstone does so much for our community. So in addition to having a great time with Rocky Horror Picture Show, and again, anyone who's around in the late 70s, that whole area, this is a must-see TV. This is like Toga Party. This is the other side of the Toga Party craze, the Rocky Horror Picture Show craze. Cornerstone provides counseling for families, and it's very critical and important that you be able to provide those services, and that's why you have fundraisers.
Thank you. Yes.
So what kind of services, if somebody's out there listening and they're thinking, well, Cornerstone services for families, like if I need emotional help,
absolutely,
if I need marital counseling, what kind of things do you do?
All of that, yes. We have counseling for individuals, couples, families, children, really all ages, all walks of life. We provide counseling for all of the things that come up in life that cause people to need some encouragement, some support. Most times, health insurance will pay for that. Then there is a whole side of our business where we provide, social work and casework where, we don't charge, because we want to drop all of those kinds of barriers and help like at-risk youth in the schools. We partner with the schools. We have, a very unique program called First Steps. It's part of Healthy Families Illinois that is provided to new moms. We help families who have adopted children, those kinds of programs where we do not charge. So for that, we do, Dancing with the Local Stars is our main fundraiser. Rocky Horror, I hope, will be the first annual, on Friday night, because, this is our first ever. So we hope to do that every year and build it up, with get more people involved from the theater and so forth.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it live sometime.
Yeah. Oh, you'll have to help us with that.
Magenta.
You can be on my committee.
I'm sorry, but your magenta is here.
Oh, I can't wait. You need to be on my committee.
I may be a little long in the tooth to be magenta, but I could pull her off, you know. I could still pull off magenta. So, yeah, this is great. So let everybody come. Rocky Horror Picture Show. I guess what I would say to the crowd out there that is young, come and see what your mom and dad thought was hysterically funny when they were in college, and just come and have a good time, and the props will be provided, and just come with a full voice and be happy to announce the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Again, getting tickets, because you can get them online at Cornerstone. Give us that address again, please.
Cornerstone-Quincy.org. That is our website, and there's an events tab, so you can click on that, and that button will handle the reservation, the payment, and the ticketing. And then also there's an event open on Facebook, so you can go there and click on events and get to that site there as well.
Okay. So. Looks like it's going to be fun. It's Friday night. It's at One Restaurant and Bar at 7th and Hampshire, which used to be a movie theater.
Yes,
so it's perfect
theater
for the showing of a movie. Plenty of seating. And again, $40 per ticket. And that, of course, goes to help Cornerstone. So that is just fantastic. Well, you did well for your first radio
interview. Thank you, Mary. You made it easy.
I give you an A. That's all we have time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about depression, something Cornerstone deals with. We'll have folks on from Transition. And I've highlighted that if you're a Cubs fan, you might want to listen up, because I hope you don't need it, but you might need depression counseling. I hope you don't, but it's always good to be prepared. So thank you very much.
Thanks again.